Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Rob Pratt Monday Night. Really excited to have Amy LeFevers, Executive Director, Family Resources, leading organization in southwestern Pennsylvania for protecting and keeping children safe through the prevention, intervention, and treatment of child abuse. The organization serves over 5,600 children and families annually with tools and programs that help keep kids safe. Family Resources recently launched an online educational program entitled One Kind Word, and Amy's here to talk about that. And one kind word can go a long way, can it not, Amy? Good evening.
Absolutely. Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me. We're really excited about the relaunch of this program.
Talk to the folks about this program and how it really helps people in stressful situations of all kind, even outside as far as amongst the public. So this really does make a difference, does it not?
Sure, absolutely. So really, you know, we've all been there before. We've all been in a public place, like a store, a grocery store, a doctor's office, your place of work, an airport, an amusement park, and you've witnessed a parent who's overwhelmed, who's stressed and angry, or they're distracted and a child is unsafe. We've all seen that, right? And you feel like you want to do something to help, but you're not sure what to do. Well, One Kind Word provides people with ways to intervene and actually try to make a difference in that parent and child's life.
Talk to me about just the obvious, when too much is too much and somebody needs to, well, launch their own One Kind Word. What should we look for, Amy?
Right. So that's actually the very first step. And I think if, you know, you just try to recall a moment as a parent or a situation where you've witnessed that, and we have folks talk about it. There's a lot of, the online training is very interactive, and we have people recall a time that actually happened. And you'd be surprised to how many people say, hey, that happened to me as a parent. And once you recognize that that's happening to someone, most of the times you're going to see something that the child seems unsafe, or sometimes the child gives you a look maybe of embarrassment or sort of that look like somebody do something, mom or dad's having a meltdown. And so that's when you get that gut feeling that you think you should intervene.
You know, the thing that there's always that apprehensive aspect of someone knowing when is the right time, and you don't want it to get to become a physical situation. So I think your gut instinct more times than not, Amy, at least this is how I look at it. I think your gut instinct, if you feel as though something just isn't right, more times than not, it isn't right.
Absolutely. And we say that not just in a situation like this with a parent and providing assistance, but just with child abuse prevention in general. Oftentimes people will say, yeah, I think something is happening to this child, but, you know, it's not really my place to do something, or I don't know who to call and I can't prove it. We just always stress to people, if you suspect something, just suspect, you feel it in your gut, say something. So it really goes across the board when it comes to, it's everybody's social responsibility to protect children. And really, with One Kind Word, it's the most fundamental grassroots way to play that role in helping kids.
OneKindWord.org, and that word one is spelled out, OneKindWord.org. I think we both agree, never has we been living in such a pressure cooker right now because of the pandemic, and people are cooped up and they're having a very difficult time getting their own personal space, and everybody needs it every once in a while. So people are on edge now more than ever. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And that's why, again, I said earlier, I'm so excited about the relaunch of this program, because it's more of a movement. It's not just a training program. It's really about changing hearts and minds. And the key word throughout this is empathy. And really trying to, so you talked earlier about how do you recognize this? Well, we show people how to recognize it. The second most important thing you do after recognizing is empathize. Remove your judgment. So if you're asking yourself, what is wrong with this person who's having this meltdown or who is distracted, you're not removing your judgment. You want to say to yourself, what's happened to them? It's a completely different way of looking at it. We're only seeing one snapshot in time when we see this happen to a parent or caregiver. And we don't know what's happened to them to get them to this point. So if you can't remove your judgment, we tell you don't even go on to the third step, which is intervening and offering some kind of assistance.
Listen, nobody's...
And what could we use more right now than empathy?
Absolutely. Listen, nobody spent more time out in public with my kids when they were smaller. They were with me pretty much connected to my hip 24/7. And it can get stressful when you're a parent. But the thing that I always used to do was simply breathe, step back, and evaluate the situation. And remember, it's them that they're leaning on you. And sometimes parents get pushed to an extreme, especially with what's happening right now, that it's hard for them to focus. And things can unravel quickly. So you have to focus and you have to act as quickly as possible before things do get out of control. So there is a responsibility in all of us. And now with people not out in public as much, you have to really kind of look over that that fence, if you will, and see what's going on with your neighbors from time to time when it comes to their kids. And, you know, even take a close look at your own kids. So everybody can get involved in all walks of life with one kind word, Amy.
That's so right, Rob. I appreciate you sharing that, because it is true. Now more than ever, we need to have our eyes on kids. And, you know, we call them the invisible voices right now. And so it's our responsibility as adults to help them. And, you know, it's not to blame parents, because we've all been there ourselves and you know, lost our cool. But, you know, it just makes a difference to do that one kind word or one kind action that could just help in that moment.
Amy Lefevre's Executive Director of Family Resources. Know this, you are making a difference. And thank you for relaunching One Kind Word. And thanks for spending some time with us on Rob Pratt Monday Night on News Radio 1020 KDK. Amy.
Thank you so much, Rob. I appreciate it. And I would invite everyone to join One Kind Word on Facebook and tell us your One Kind Word.
All right. There you go, folks. Amy Lefevre's, of course, Family Resources, One Kind Word. Had her on a couple of months back, brought her back because of them relaunching. And again, onekindword.org is where you can find out more.